Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, you know, probably the most disappointing part of the of watching the film was that you know, a lot of their big runs came, you know, against eight man fronts. You know, we weren't even in cover two. You know, you know, another thing that's really disappointing, you know, it's disgusting to see 40 points up on the scoreboard, you know, regardless of what went on and how it went up there. You know, defensively, we haven't prevented a team from scoring, you know, more than 20 points this year yet. And that's not like us. It doesn't matter what situation that happens, where, you know, if we have a sudden change. Doesn't matter what happens if they have to drive the length of the field. You know, it's our job to get off the field. It's our job to either get off the field or to turn the ball over to create another opportunity for our offense. And so that's just disappointing. Missed tackles, not being in our gaps. You know, it's that simple. When you talk about eight-man front, it means that somebody wasn't in their gap or something happened for somebody not to be in their gap. You know, we're professionals. We know how to do it. You know, we had a lot. You know, we actually took the ball. We got some turnovers. We just didn't take it away. You know, we had some caused fumbles more. You know, we had about six or seven balls that were out. We just only recovered three of them, you know, or had three turnovers altogether, or takeaway, excuse me. The opportunities were there, you know. They just had some guys that were in place and recovered their own fumbles. We have to be disciplined, and we have to be fundamentally sound. You know, it's just going back to the drawing board, and just like in OTAs, just like in training camp, men got to get in their gaps and do their job. Oh no, I mean no, not really. I mean, we what information could Izzy give him? You know, we play the Detroit Lions twice a year, you know, for as long as I've known, and they have all the information that they need. You know, we're not a complicated defense. We did some good things, you know, not to take, you know, just to dwell on all the bad stuff. We did do some good things, you know, and you, like I said, it was a tale of two different halves. You know, the second half, you know, we defensively gave up 3 points. We made some stops. Some huge stops, and gave our offense an opportunity and our team an opportunity to have a chance at the end of the game. You know, hopefully next time, or if there's another time, we turn it around earlier than the second half. You know, we play better in the first half. We give ourselves more opportunities to win. As long as I played, we always try to get prepared the same way. You know, Wednesday is the first day that we start installing stuff, you know, as well as Thursday. You know, it's nice to be able to watch, you know, to have that team on a national stage, and you can sit down and eat dinner and watch your opponent. But, you know, as far as preparing, you know, that it's still a work week. His mannerisms seemed okay.
But as far as the message and all that, is it pretty typical?
Yeah. You know, he took the positive out of it. You know, he enhanced the negative at halftime and how we needed to turn it around. And then after the game, he enhanced the positive that we fought, you know, and to take something from that game that he has a team of fighters.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.